Welcome to Elevate, the podcast from Victory Life Church Brownwood that brings you the past weekend's message in just 8 minutes. Here are our pastors.
Well, hey, everybody, thank you for joining us today, listening to our Elevate podcast, where you can get your Sunday message in just 8 minutes.
It's awesome to be here. Joey, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Good to be here.
It's going to be fantastic. 8 minutes hasn't started yet, right?
It has not.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to make sure that the listeners understood that we kind of can ramble as long as we like, but it's only the 8 minutes of discussion that we're actually going to be podcasting, right?
Yes, and I paused in my intro, and I'm glad that Pastor Craig took over there because this is a lot of fun. But anyhow, as we promised you guys, we are going to take one question from each listener and answer it every week. And so this week, we do have a question. But before we get to that, I want to remind everyone that if you have a question for us for Elevate Podcast, you can send your questions directly to brownwood@vl.church. We'd love to hear from our listeners and answer any questions that they may have about our Sunday message. Joey, why don't you tell us what this question is, sir?
All right. So we have a question from Rick. And he says, if you have a two-person relationship and both are non-believers, is there any godly authority in that relationship?
What do you think, Joey?
I think yes.
What do you think, Frankie?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, so as we saw on Sunday, this past Sunday, God is the one who institutes relationships. It's up to us to respect the shape that he's placed in those relationships. Now, whether or not we apply our authority to commanding those relationships to align to God's shape or not doesn't mean that the shape doesn't exist. So, for example, in Leanne and my marriage, we can command what has to happen in our marriage because we know what God's will is, shape is, for our marriage. And so whether or not we take authority based on God's will given to us or not is irrespective. God's shape, God's desire, God's dream for that marriage to be how he ordained it to be is still ever present. And it's only as we gradually work towards working out that shape, working out that will for our relationship, that our relationship improves. As we align ourselves more to that will, the more our relationship improves. Sad thing is in our broken state, we will never get to the full and perfect shape. But that's why we have Jesus, because he's the perfecter of the shape. He's the perfecter and the author of our faith. So he's the one that kind of tops us up when we can't quite get there. I hope that answered your question, Rick. Great question. Just FYI, guys, if you come on Sunday or you're sitting at home, I'd really want to encourage you just to make a note of your question during the message so that you don't get to Monday podcast and you're going, oh, what was that question I wanted to ask them? Yeah. Hey, why don't you, in your notes, while you're following along in those beautiful notes that we put out for you guys to use, why don't you make a note to the question? You can even comment on the bottom of the notes during the message. If you go to the notes on your app or you go to the notes on the web, you can actually even comment on those notes. You can write your question right in the middle of the message, and we'll take that in discussion for our podcast.
Yes, yes, that's awesome. Awesome reminder. Well, as Pastor Craig completely crushed the challenge last week, again, he will crush it this week with summarizing the entire message in just 1 minute. So, guys, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Our 8 minutes starts now.
Well, the message was about at last. I'm done.
Done.
I'm joking.
Man.
Well, remember we said that Adam had that at last moment around Eve. And it wasn't just a at last she's beautiful, at last I've got. No, it was a realization that he finally had somebody that he could express the relationship that he had with the Father, that he could express that with one of his own kind. And our relationships always need to be at last. Mankind lost that. He lost that ability to reflect the relationship with God with others because he lost a relationship with God. And so Jesus Christ had to come to restore our relational memory with the Father so that we could have better relationships with others. And remember, we went through those 3 points that we said, hey, we've got to love like Jesus. And that was because we're loving like the Father. And we're going to get into some of those points a little bit later. But remember, we said that we would definitely want to pray for one another. We want to forgive sinners. We would want to serve one another. And we want to spend time with one another, both those who agree with us and those who don't agree with us.
Yes, that's awesome. Man, Pastor Craig was about to get into my 1 point takeaway from his Sunday sermon. But I'm going to go ahead and let Joey tell his takeaway first. So, Pastor Joey, you have 2 minutes and go.
Well, the thing
wait.
Well, I get two minutes.
I only get 1 minute. That's not fair. He gets 1 minute. I'm making a decision. He gets 1 minute. Go
okay.
Well, I only need 1 minute. The thing that I just really love was how God dreams with us.
Right.
You know, that we have dreams, he has dreams, and when we kind of mix those together, and he wants us to dream, like he created us to dream. And a lot of times I feel like we sit back and say, well, God, what do you want? You know, what color car do you want me to get? What school do you want me to go to? And he's like, what are you dreaming for? You know, right. And then as you dream, then he meets you where you're at. Y'all come together as even like a partnership.
Right.
And see your dreams come to pass. And I think that's awesome.
So. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I was just sitting here. Thinking about my 1 point takeaway and I mean, it's very, I don't know if you would say basic, but sometimes it's a challenge for most people, to do this at times, especially when we're pressured, but I'm getting into my 1 minute right now. So my 1 point takeaway for the message definitely would be that loving right is loving like Jesus. And I think that obviously, like loving right has a lot to do with Christianity, but just like being a decent human being, is loving correctly, loving right, loving like Jesus.
Right.
You know, the posters in school that they would post in elementary, like treat others how you want to be treated. I think that's a very real statement, to treat people just nicely and to love them, because we never know what people are going through. We never know what kind of situations people are in, what struggles they have. And I think if we only focus on ourselves, then we get tunnel vision to what our problems are, and we don't see the other issues that are going on, and therefore we don't are not able to love others the right way and how Jesus would love them and extend a hand and help them and be there for them and be a good listener for them in moments. So that's why I think that definitely loving right is loving like Jesus.
I think there's a combination of everything we need to realize in this whole process is that, in as much as we said to your 2 minute takeaway, Joey, is that the coexistence of our will and God's will is God's ultimate dream. We only get into that perfect coexistence because of Jesus. Yeah. We cannot get into that perfect coexistence without Jesus. It's physically impossible. We can get some ways, but we can't get any further than our own abilities and talents, which are like whitewashed rags, right? And so Jesus is actually the one that makes sure that coexistence can be perfect. All God wants from us is a willingness to start the journey of coexisting with him. That's all he wants from us. Then he brings Jesus into the equation, because he just wants us to make a free will decision to be in existence with him. He makes the whole existence with him possible through Jesus Christ. He gives us the faith. He gives us everything we need for that, but he cannot force the decision. Now, the same is true with our relationships. We cannot force somebody to love us, but we can take the first step. We can begin journeying to say, hey, I want to coexist with you in a forgiving, loving, caring, like Jesus coexisted with us. I want to coexist with you in the same way. And so the relationships aren't always going to be perfect. But hey, when we just take the first step, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, now knows what our decision is. And he's going to start working in that relationship and working the same way. Our relationships, because it's two imperfect people, are never going to be perfect. But if we just take the right step and we start journeying, God wants us to journey, not arrive. If that makes any sense to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Jesus is the model.
Right.
Right. We look to him to see how we relate to God, how we can connect back with him in the proper way. So.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we have to see it as a journey. I'm always reminded of the scripture, you know, that says that continue on this journey in faith. I wish I could tell you where it's at right now. I've taught on it so many times. I believe it's in Romans. But anyways, that's a very good point. You know, we're all in this journey and this walk with Jesus.
Right.
So, yeah, there's plenty of times where even myself, I don't love right. But I think it always goes back to choosing to love right.
Right.
Because if I... Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. We got 8 minutes. All right.
Well, I just want to just put a full stop on the end of that sentence as well. It's because even some of these statements we used in this message this past week can be very condemnatory. Right. You must love like Jesus loves. Yeah. We're never going to love like Jesus loved because Jesus was perfect. But we can love like Jesus loves because Jesus is loving like he loves on our behalf. Yeah. It's not just, yeah. Okay, well, I've got to do it like Jesus does. That word model is true, but it also kind of like makes us feel kind of completely inadequate when we look at the perfect, beautiful life of Jesus and then we look at ourselves, we feel inadequate. No, we need to understand that we can only love like Jesus loves if we let Jesus love through us and yes. for us.
Right.
You with me? Yes. It's a personal meeting. And that's where the relationship with God, our will begins to dwell with him. When we start giving up and saying, I can't do it like that. I want to, but I can't. Free will taken care of. Jesus steps in and he starts loving and blowing up our love, blowing up our relationships, blowing them up into something we could never do ourselves. It's that intimate relationship with God, not copycatting Jesus, but allowing Jesus to do it through us because only he can do it perfectly.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. Way to finish that for me. I couldn't have said it better.
I know you couldn't have. That's why I said it.
All right. Well, Pastor Craig, you officially have about 40 seconds.
Right.
To if there was that one point that you wish you could have expounded on in your message, what would it be? You have 30 seconds.
Well,
go.
There's thanks for taking 15 of the 45. there's actually three, and I'm not going to be able to get into them, but I really want to encourage the listeners to go back over the notes, that whole section on how to love like Jesus loved, how to forgive, how to pray, how to love your enemies, how to spend time. Those things as regards, there's some practical takes outs that I would really encourage people to go, hang on, okay, cool. What is my prayer journey going to look like this week if I'm praying for my enemies? Write them in your journal. Put them down by name. Monday morning, I'm praying for. Get practical with those things because that's the only way God can see your free will is oriented towards him.
Right. And our 8 minutes is up.
Wow.
That was a very quick 8 minutes today.
That was a fast 8 minutes for sure.
But before we do go ahead and sign off, I'm going to go ahead and ask Pastor Joey if he has any questions for Pastor Craig.
Well, the only question that I had was, what does it look like, I guess, to love someone like Jesus, to forgive when they don't believe like you do, right. They don't even want it. You know what I'm saying? It's like they reject Christianity as a whole. How does that look for non-believers, I guess?
I'm going to say quite a harsh statement up front. And now that we're out of our 8 minutes and this is just general chit chat, I really wanted to dwell on this question because it's an important one. And it's going to be a harsh statement and then I'm going to kind of dissect that. The first is that don't be a hypocrite with your forgiveness. Jesus warned the scribes and Pharisees not to wear their outward display. Like, I mean, we know in the law that they used to wear the law on their foreheads and bind it on their hands, but they used to do it as a showy display. If you're using your forgiveness as a showy display, look at how much I was hurt and look at how much I forgave. You're being a hypocrite with your forgiveness. And your forgiveness in that style is actually going to do you and the other party more damage. Yeah. Forgiveness is a private thing. You don't forgive somebody else for their benefit. You forgive somebody else for your relationship improvement with the Father. Because when you start behaving like he is, you start returning to who you were made in his image. Yeah. And when you start behaving like he's asked you to behave, you're actually worshiping the Father. Forgiveness is a worship event between you and the Father, not between you and the person you've injured. Yeah.
That's good.
Sometimes that worship experience of forgiveness between you and the Father, will impact the person positively. But we don't do it for that. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is the one that changes people's hearts, not your showy display of forgiveness. Your forgiveness is between you and the Father. Healing comes from the Father when you give him the worship of forgiveness like he has forgiven you. Everything that we return to the Father that he has given us is worship. Think about our finances. God gives us money, we give it back to him. That's worship. God gives us forgiveness, we give it back to him. That's worship. God gives us grace, we give it back to him by giving it to others. That's worship. Everything that we've got from the Father that we're doing unto others is actually an act of worship to the Father, not our showy display of how good a Christian we are. Hope that answers your question.
That's good. It's very good.
Yeah, that was, you know, sometimes I don't even know what to say after you speak because I'm just like processing everything and I'm trying to think about one point you made and then catch up. So then when you're like, hey, what are you thinking? I'm like, you know, I don't remember.
Well, hey, Frankie, I've got a great podcast that you can listen to. It's called Elevate. Hey. And you can catch everything we've said again and again and again.
Yeah.
Come on. In hey, well, minutes. I'll have to check that out, man. I'll have to check that out. So
no worries.
Man, well, for all of our listeners, again, thank you so much for joining us in this Elevate podcast. That is your Sunday message in just 8 minutes. Man, we truly hope that you have enjoyed this podcast and will continue listening. Again, I want to make a quick reminder to be sending your questions for us to answer every week to brownwood@victorylifechurch.com. So any closing remarks?
Thanks so much for joining us, and hope you are warm and safe, and looking forward to seeing you around the church either any of the days during the week. Come in for a cup of coffee. We open. Or if you are here on Sunday or Wednesday, we're looking forward to seeing you. And thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. You be blessed.
Thank you for joining in this episode of Elevate. If you have a question, our email address is brownwood@vl.church. Until next time, be blessed.